Hello, my name is Jira. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, ma'am. I was speaking to Andrea, and we got disconnected. She was telling me what I was going to need. My husband and I live in Madison County, and we both have had our second doses. We have a son who's 36 years old and has been living in Germany as an opera singer, so obviously he hasn't been working. So he's coming home next month. He's coming here to stay with us next month, and I needed to know, he's an American citizen, but I need to know what he needs to get his vaccine in Virginia, in Alabama.
Okay, so you need to know what he would need to bring?
Yes.
All righty, hold for 1 second.
Miss Andrea knew right away. Now I'm on hold. I'm going to sit up front. Okay, the woman put me on hold. I've been on hold for almost 2 minutes. So we'll see what happens. But the other one, the person that answered me right away and started to tell me, and then it disconnected. And this one has to look it up or find out. So I'm waiting. If I'm on hold for 5 minutes, she doesn't come back, I'm going to hang up and call again. the first one, it was definitely, yes, you can have it. Yeah. Yes, I'd like to, but I want to get this done first. Thirty more seconds. Because it's taking too long. Agreed. For somebody who didn't know.
All righty, ma'am. So he would need to bring his, only thing he would need to bring his is his ID confirming his identity. And if he has an insurance, he can, but it's not required.
Okay, he doesn't have American insurance, so that means we would pay for him.
But correct. But I mean, the vaccination is free, so you don't pay for anything.
Okay, I thought you needed the insurance because the insurance is charged the admin fee.
It's optional. So if he does have insurance, she can he can bring that. But I mean, it's optional. You don't necessarily have to have it.
Okay, so all he has to do is bring his passport.
His ID, correct, and passport.
That's his ID. Okay, that's all he has for an ID is passport because he doesn't have a driver's license because he doesn't drive in Germany.
Right, so the passport is fine as long as it's something confirming his identity.
Okay, it has his wonderful picture on it. Okay, thank you so much for your help. And
no problem.
I have another question. When he before he gets on the plane, he has to have a COVID test in Germany, and it has to be negative before they let him on the plane. So when he gets off the plane, do we have to wait 7 days for him to get tested, or can he get tested the next day?
No, he can get tested the next day.
The next day. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
No problem. Was there anything else for me today?
Yep, because I'm going to keep bugging you. This is one last question, I promise, and that's it. So he'll get that test. And it takes a couple of days to get the results. And he'll be quarantining in our house. But if it says he's negative, can he get a vaccine without waiting?
Yes, ma'am, he can. He'll just get it at his local health department.
Yep. Okay, I'll make an appointment then. Thank you so much for your help.
No problem, and thank you for calling COVID Hotline. You enjoy your day today.